What up, everybody? It's your boy Mark Roy, and this is a special one because I'm actually in the Salt Lake City, Utah airport. So as I sit in this airport, I have some time to reflect on these past couple of weeks and the craziness it entailed. This week is going to be crazy busy too, as I get ready to teach a week-long dance camp. Nonetheless, I wouldn't trade this life for anything. It's been a good minute since I actually took a vacation, like a real vacation with my family. I'm usually always working, or we take vacations separate because, you know, it's financially feasible to go one at a time. So I enjoyed a week-long vacay in Cali, along with 3 days in Disney. Like, that was crazy. It was exhausting, but we loved every minute of it. We got to visit with family and just chill. I needed that. We needed that. Life has been a roller coaster lately, and a lot of people around me have been passing away. Death always makes you think of your own life in a way that brings you alive for a good minute, like really alive. It makes you think of all the things you want to do if you could, but then reality hits and you succumb to the notion that living life like that isn't possible, or is it? See, death doesn't care about your life, but you care about it more than it does you. It doesn't care whether or not you took that trip or spent that money. You know, it doesn't care about who you love or who loves you. That's what life is for. Life is all about that. It's in life where you care about who loves what and how much gets spent. It's easier to die than it is to live. Life is best lived in the present, but that's the toughest part. It's easier to live with your head in the clouds than to face a reality of rain, as sometimes it may seem, but nothing like death to make you aware of how short your life can actually be. You know, I read a quote where it said, "Life asked death, why do so many people love me but hate you?" And death replied, "Because you are a beautiful lie and I am a painful truth." Just let that marinate. And after you're done thinking about it, do something about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, life asks death, why do so many people hate you, but they love me? And replied, because you are a beautiful lie and I'm a painful truth. So how do you cope with a mediocre reality when everyone around you seems to be living their best life? You run your own race. Let me say that again. You run your own race. See, the hard truth is that life is best lived at your own pace with the ones that you want involved. It's your life. You live your life with only your feelings in mind. Family is everything to me. Without them, there'd be no me. Best believe my friends are the same exact way. They're all family. I'm the type that loves and loves hard. Until I'm disrespected or pushed to the side, you have all of me. Friend or family, people are different nowadays, and it's not like that anymore. So how do you adapt? Let me just say this one more time. The hard truth is that life is best lived at your own pace with the ones you want involved. But most of the time, we involve people that we shouldn't really even care about and ran at a way difficult pace, something that we're not used to. You run your own race. Run your own race. See, the picture I posted along with this podcast speaks volumes to me. It may look like Walt and Mickey holding hands in front of the castle and nothing more. But to me, it resembles hard work and a dream so damn big that even Walt didn't know what was going to happen. All he had was a vision to succeed and a passion to create. Little did he know that his purpose was to create a place where dreams would never die, but live on way past his existence. Disneyland is magical. Like, if you take a step back and sing some of the songs, they are powerful. They really know how to make you believe. Believe in yourself, believe in the power of true love, believe in the fact that you can do anything you set your mind to if you just believe. You see, I've been on this journey of owning a business, like a real business, for a year now. I've had side things before, but never really invested into them like I do video. This is purely something that I created, that I have control over, and where I can set the prices of what I charge. Many people can say they are business owners, but not a lot can say that they've actually built it from scratch. Like, I've built this from scratch, and I'm so freaking proud of that. I watched a Netflix special titled Walt Before Disney, and that movie inspired me so much. Top three movies of all time. I'm a sucker. I'm such a sucker for inspirational things, because one day I hope to inspire like I've been inspired, and I hope to impact the way I've been impacted. My hope is that you live life today like you will die tomorrow. You have responsibilities. We all have responsibilities, and I get it. But in the slow times where we could be watching TV, I hope you live a little bit more and explore more of life outside the comfort of your own couch. Grab your kids and explore. Take your spouse out. Enjoy each other. Just go out and live your best damn life, whether you're broke or you just got a little bit of cash to spend. Time is free. You can't buy more of it, and you can't get back any of it. So make the best of it while you have it. So, literally, live your life. Run your own race. Do the things that make you happy, because one day they can just be all gone. And then where are you at? These last couple of weeks have been such an eye-opener for me, and I've been on this earth for like 34 years already. But it takes friends, it takes a vacation, it takes a little bit of reality to bring you back into reality. Let me just say that again. It takes a little bit of reality to bring you back into your reality, to make you understand all the things that you're missing, that you need, not want, but what you need. And it gives you a better understanding that what you want sometimes isn't the best, but what you need will take you further than what you want. So I hope that this kind of inspired you to just get outside, live life a little bit. It's made me realize a lot of things that I need to do in my life in order to get me right. Because if you're not right, no one else around you is going to be right. So again, this is your boy Mark Roy. Thank you for stopping in on Helping Inspire the Creative in You. And I hope that this summer that you just get out of your comfort zone a little bit more. Get out of your own way. Do what God has purposed you to do. And get into the things that bring you life. Because we can get into the things that bring us death really quick. And we can just get into that mundane, that sort of transition where nothing fuels us anymore and we're just stuck. You ever feel like that? Just stuck? So get out there, do something that lights a fire up under you and just kind of goes 100 miles per hour until it's time to slow down again and figure out life. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Peace out. Love y'all. Subscribe to the channel. Peace.